GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Let's dive right into today's crypto roller coaster, starting with Morgan Stanley throwing a curveball into the ETF market. Just when you thought BlackRock was sitting comfortably at the top, in walks Morgan Stanley with a Bitcoin ETF that's cheaper by nearly half. Their new fund, the Morgan Stanley Bitcoin Trust, hit the ground running on YSE Arca with a mere 0.14% fee. Compare that to BlackRock's 0.25%. And you see why the financial world is buzzing. This isn't just a slap on the wrist for BlackRock. It's a full-on challenge, and Morgan Stanley seems ready to rumble. They're not just a $6 trillion wealth manager flexing their muscles. They're setting a precedent that could reshape the entire ETF fee structure. We're already seeing projections of a $5 billion AUM for MSBT within the first year, which is no small feat in a saturated market. Meanwhile, across the Pacific, Japan has decided to flip the script on crypto regulation, treating tokens like traditional financial instruments. This is a monumental shift. With the stroke of a pen, insider trading in crypto becomes a criminal offense in Japan, complete with beefed-up penalties. We're talking prison sentences increasing from 3 to 10 years, and fines that could make your eyes water. For a country that's been a pioneer in crypto regulation, this move underscores their commitment to integrating digital assets into the established financial ecosystem. It also sets a precedent that other nations might follow, raising the stakes significantly for crypto traders and insiders everywhere. Japan's message is clear: play by the rules or face the consequences. Now let's turn to a case that sounds too bizarre to be real. The Hyperliquid hack involving a meme coin named Fartcoin. If you ever needed a reminder that crypto is the Wild West, this is it. An attacker managed to siphon off $1.5 million by intentionally triggering a $3 million loss. No hacking, no bugs, just sheer audacity and leveraging Hyperliquid's own systems against it. The method, dubbed a suicide liquidation by security firm PeckShield, involved coordinating multiple wallets to pump and dump the price of Fartcoin, ultimately manipulating Hyperliquid's liquidation engine to their favor. It's a textbook case of creative financial engineering, albeit for nefarious purposes. What's truly mind-boggling is the willingness to burn more money than the theft's haul, underscoring the irrational extremes some will go to exploit market mechanisms. So, what does all this mean for the crypto job market and builders on the lookout for their next move? For starters, the ETF battles signal a competitive environment that could drive innovation and lower costs, potentially opening up more avenues for developers specializing in financial products and blockchain integration. As for Japan's regulatory leap, it highlights the necessity for compliance experts and legal advisors who can navigate these emerging landscapes. And with the Hyperliquid episode, security remains paramount. If you're a developer with a knack for spotting vulnerabilities, your skills are in higher demand than ever. That's your crypto grind for today. Keep your strategies sharp and your code cleaner. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.